Prime Minister Modi was on a three-day visit to the Netherlands from May 15 to 17. This is his second trip to the country since 2017. Now, there are some moments in history that don't look dramatic. No war, no election, no economic deal worth billions. Just a set of ancient copper plates. For more than 300 years, a 1,000-year-old piece of Tamil civilization was hidden inside Leiden University Library in the Netherlands. This is a forgotten treasure from the Chola Empire. This is the famous Annai Mangalam copper plates, belong to the Chola dynasty of the 11th century. These plates weigh around 30 kilograms and are bound together by a bronze ring carrying the royal seal of the Chola dynasty. There are a total of 21 large plates and 3 smaller plates, with inscriptions largely written in Tamil language, along with some sections written in Sanskrit. Now, what is written on those copper plates? The inscription records the donation of the village of Annai Mangalam to the Chulamani Varma Buddhist Vihara located in Nagapattinam, which is in present-day Tamil Nadu. It is signed under the name of Emperor Rajendra Chola I, and officially it is a promissory document that had earlier been made orally by his father Rajaraja Chola I. The Sanskrit section explains the Chola family lineage, linking their ancestry to Lord Vishnu to show divine authority and royal legitimacy. The details were engraved on long-lasting copper plates under the orders of Rajendra Chola I to permanently preserve a verbal promise that was made earlier by his father Rajaraja Chola I. These plates are considered rare historical records that provide direct insight into the golden era of the Chola Empire. Now, how did these copper plates reach the Netherlands? The original instructions were first written on palm leaves. Later, Rajendra Chola I had them engraved onto copper plates so they could last for generations. In the 18th century, the artifacts were taken to the Netherlands by Florentius Campbell, who had come to India with a Christian missionary group at a time when Nagapattinam was under Dutch colonial rule. So basically, this was also a form of colonial era exploitation. Just like British colonizers took away gold, gemstones, temple idols, and many valuable historical artifacts from India, other colonial powers also remove important cultural items during their rule. In fact, the English word loot itself comes from the Hindi word loot, reflecting the large-scale plundering and extraction that happened during the colonial period in India. The fact that these plates were taken away by someone who came to India as a part of Christian missionary group also raises larger questions about the role and intentions of some colonial-era missionary activities. You cannot separate how religion propagation, colonial influence, and political agendas were inherently connected during colonial rule. Such historical events should be studied more deeply, especially to better understand the social conditions, pressures, and circumstances under which many communities in India gradually adopted different religions over time. Anyhow, the Government of India initiated the effort for repatriation of these artifacts in 2012. India formally requested their return in October 2023 at the 24th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for Promoting the Return of Cultural Properties under UNESCO. The committee found validity in India's claim and urged the Netherlands government to begin the return process. The restitution ceremony, which is the act of giving back, took place on Saturday, May 16th. The ceremony took place in the presence of Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten, who officially handed over the copper plates to Prime Minister Modi. The return of artifacts marks the culmination of more than a decade of diplomatic efforts by India. Now, during this ceremony, Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude, specifically saying, "I express my gratitude to the Government of Netherlands, and in particular to Leiden University, which has preserved these copper plates." Now, if you look at the history of Chola dynasty, they controlled much of southern India, Sri Lanka, and launched naval expeditions across Southeast Asia. Their legacy of grand temple architecture, like the Brihadishwara temple at Thanjavur, administrative innovation and patronage of Tamil literature and arts remain central to Tamil identity. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.